times.
It is like old times. Good to be back in the studio. Momo's
Mace
here.
Mace has got a Rams hat on and a hoodie.
Yeah, Rams hat and a hoodie. I decided, you know what, before the pandemic was going to strike, back in March of 2020, early in that year, I decided, okay, I'm going to start dressing nice. I'm going to start dressing like a grown-up. And I bought a bunch of grown-up clothes. And I was doing really well. Pandemic hit. Now that I'm out of it, I'm back at work. I'm just going to be hoodie and ball cap guy. Just hoodie and ball cap guy is all I've got. That's the club in my bag, and that's the way I'm going to roll. I'm not going to be all fancy like Momo over there. Are you even paying attention? Are you texting or are you paying attention?
I was answering a quick text. I'm listening. Okay.
She's writing to the Chargers.
I'm very fancy. I got lashes on.
Oh, yeah. She's got lashes on. So... did you notice any of that conversation during the promo that Morales just did?
Yeah. So John basically waits for you to leave?
Correct. So here's the deal. We made a bet. I'm out of Mythical Money. You know, we bet Mythical Money.
I remember.
So I'm out.
You can't bet anything from zero.
Correct. So, but there was one bet outstanding. Ireland was going to give me 10,000 Mythical dollars if we got somebody from the Chargers on this year. So yesterday, so I'd have a little bit of money, 10,000 mythical, I would actually be able to do a little gaming. I start emailing with the Chargers PR people, and he, at the same time, is emailing to the Chargers PR people and doing me in. So no, there will not be a Charger on the show today. Well, unless, what is it, Jorge?
I got an idea.
Okay.
You want to get back into Mythical Money?
Yeah.
Okay. When the time is right, I'll let you know what I have in mind.
Whoa. Okay. Hey, look at that tease.
He's got a great idea.
What do I have to do?
The other eyebrow's gone.
No. Nothing.
It's easier than that?
It's easier than that.
Okay, yeah, good, yeah. Good.
When the time's right, you'll know.
So, I'm trying to picture you with no eyebrow.
Yeah, and by the way, now I'm reading, and Bergman's like reading me stuff that it takes like 3 to 4 months to grow back.
Yeah, it doesn't just come back like in a couple weeks. Like, Jorge, yours is still gone.
Yeah, look at our stripe. It's not even back yet.
Yeah, not even close to back yet.
You're right.
I don't know. I like to tweeze my eyebrows all the time, and it grows back all the time.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know how long I'm going to live.
Do you know which one you're going to lose?
Yeah, I've got one that's a little less bushy. This one. It's the right eyebrow.
Which one has the racing stripe?
The left one.
Oh, so perfect. You get the racing stripe and no on the other one.
Yeah, no, I'm not a symmetrical person.
I would keep the right one. No, I don't know. I have to decide. Let me look at you a little bit more.
Yeah.
The right one's got more of an arch, and the left one's more straight across.
So, I think I'm going to lose the right one. I'm going to lose the right
one. The left one is more of a normal.
Can I just say, it's not over. You people are throwing in the towel. I'm 4-9, but it is not over. I can still win. Mm-hmm. And by win, I mean in my fantasy league. Finish not in last place. Mm-hmm. I happen to be alone in last place right now, but that doesn't mean the way it's going to finish.
You know you're going to be one brow man.
I mean, I you're going to lose. I mean, you lost McCaffrey. You got all Jalen Hurts, like all your guys.
Yeah, it's really brutal.
It's just a bad year for you. Really, it's just brutal. A bad year.
Yeah, but this is 4 in the last 5 years I've been bad.
I don't think you did. I mean, I know your team. You just had some bad luck.
I think I did. I think I had some bad luck. I agree.
I had some bad luck.
I agree. Yeah. So last night was the signature Lakers win for the 2021-22 season so far.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. It's a good win. They looked legit. Like, they looked like they knew what they were supposedly doing on defense.
They played defense.
They played defense.
There was effort.
Effort, and there was a system, and they looked like they were in the right places. Not like, where should we go? I don't know. It was, like, most of the time, they look like they're not, it's not even just effort. It's like they don't look like they know where they should be. This time,
you think it's system as opposed to, because my general working theory has been, look, Frank Vogel is a defensive guy. Yeah. He knows what defense is about, right? He knows what a system is about. But the roster construction basically gave him guys that aren't necessarily good at defense.
That's right.
And it's up to Frank, it's incumbent on Frank to figure out how to get that. And the only way to get that is through effort and intensity and actually bring and commitment to defense. And last night, I mean, I've said this before, was last night the turning point?
Well, I mean, it depends on what they do next. But last night was something where you could look at it and say, hey, that looks like something you can build off.
Yeah.
That looks like something where you have more of an identity. And here's what I thought was fascinating, Mace. They went very small last night.
Yeah,
LeBron and AD were the two bigs.
Yep.
There are people who I've been, you know, around the league when you have these conversations about what should the Lakers do.
Okay? Yeah.
The general sense is they need a true point guard. And they, you know, LeBron has been their point guard for the past 2 years, and he led the league in assists, and they won a championship.
Doesn't fit that bill.
No, he's not a point guard. He's a scoring guard.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't run the offense through him because then he's on the ball too much. You need Russ off the ball. The problem is Russ has never played off the ball in his whole career.
Right.
So, you know, this has been the struggle. Russ played off the ball last night. He was good. He was pretty good off the ball.
That's the problem a lot of the time is that, you know, they've got two guys that can really stop the ball from moving. They've got LeBron who could stop the ball from moving. They got Russ who can stop the ball.
Yeah.
Last night, I thought everybody made the extra pass.
Yep.
I thought the ball moved really well. I thought the shots were taken in rhythm.
Yep.
We actually have the game on right now.
Yeah, we're watching.
We're leading 62-57.
Look at that ball movement.
Yeah, but great ball movement.
There was
exactly.
like five passes right there.
Yeah, missed shot, but great ball movement.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do consistently, and that's what they've not been doing.
Yeah, and just watch this, okay? So in my life, this is something I try to do now. I try to be intentional with what I do.
Okay,
and not
what's
just
that
let,
even mean?
It means you don't just let life happen to you and react to it. You try to be intentional with what you choose to say yes to, choose to do, choose to work on,
oh,
choose to
you
put your time
fancy.
In.
No, it's true. Intentional. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm busy. I got a kid now. I got to do all this stuff.
Right.
I don't want to waste time hanging out in the press room after a game, schmoozing with whoever. I don't want to use a name, although a name comes to mind.
Who is it?
I'm not saying.
Oh, come on.
No.
You got to.
No, I'll
you're
tell you.
You're not allowed to say. Bergman. You're not allowed to say something like that and then not follow
okay,
through.
Okay, fine. All right. I always talk to my guy, Mark Medina. He's a buddy of mine.
Mark Medina.
He's such a nice guy.
He is a great guy.
But I can spend like 20 minutes after the game just schmoozing with Medina. And I'm like, I got to get home. I got to go home. I'm tired. I got a show the next day. I got a baby that's going to wake up at 7:30.
Yep.
I got to get home. I got to do my thing. And now I'm more intentional. Like sometimes I just go to half the game. I do pregame and see everybody and I leave.
Okay, so
home.
Now I've lost my place.
Anyway,
what does this
the
have
point
to do
is
with
about the
Lakers.
They have some intent. You made me tell, you know, you made me do it. Okay, I was
Mark
trying to get
Medina,
back on track.
King of the schmooze.
They were intentional with their actions last night. Every time they get the ball, watch them. We're watching the replay right now on Spectrum. They get a rebound and they look for LeBron. Look, where's LeBron? Somebody's got it. Oh, we're going to look for LeBron. There he is. Pass from Taylor Horton Tucker to LeBron.
Yep.
LeBron, you initiate the offense. Oh, Anthony Davis, you get down in the block. That's everything they're doing is part of the plan and not just letting letting the game happen to them.
By the way, Mark Medina.
Yeah, is he tweeting at me now?
No. He's in my fantasy basketball league.
Oh.
He is currently 13th of 14 teams.
Yeah, I'm last in my fantasy basketball league.
Really?
Too.
I'm a good solid third.
That's good.
Good solid third. I'm trailing Mike Trudell and I'm beating Sedano.
Nobody beats Mike Trudell.
You know, he
he's
is
got that
real,
thing wired.
He is brutal, man. He is. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on.
But, like, this is also somebody. I heard this last night on the broadcast, and I just couldn't believe it. Is that the first time all year that LeBron has played three consecutive games? Is that right?
Yeah.
Billy McDonald said that. Not Billy McDonald.
That is true.
Ernie Johnson said that
yeah,
post game. And
I was
like,
that's a fact.
Three? That's the first time all year LeBron's played three in a row.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I mean, there's a suspension in there. Ugh. There's that the COVID thing
the
in
game,
there.
Yeah,
the one game there.
The ab.
I mean, there's been multiple things, but yeah. And you know, the one thing, and I'm going to hold off on playing the Charles Barkley sound only because it has got played into the ground. But you've heard
I have
it,
a theory
right?
on Barkley now.
Oh,
I
you do.
I have a total theory. we're gonna have to set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I need Jorge's help with that one.
All right. What's that mean? What?
Okay, you remember how? Well, it's going to be better if we have the sound.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
all right. We'll wait.
We need some
sound.
Frank Caliendo doing Charles Barkley talking about LeBron. That's what we need.
Oh, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
By the way, you know, tomorrow night is the MegaCast.
MegaCast. Wait, can you do it? MegaCast.
MegaCast.
Yeah, that was good. That was much better.
Yeah, tomorrow night's a MegaCast, which means that while you're watching Lakers Memphis. You can open your laptop or open your iPad or whatever it is. I guess your phone, right?
Most people can be on their phone.
And you can watch us comment on the game as it goes along. And Momo, you're going to be part of it?
Yeah, I'll be home.
It's me, Bergman, Jorge. You will be part
of it. Supposed to get pizza, is that right?
Yeah, supposed to get pizza from Pizza Hut. I think they're the official sponsor of the MegaCast.
They are.
Hey, way to work, Kate.
We've got, who else checking in? O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to come on the MegaCast.
Yep, so is George Sedano.
George Sedano.
What condition will O'Shea be in?
He'll be in his normal condition. Very happy.
Will he bring the bunnies?
Very calm.
I want to see some bunnies. He's got bunnies.
Oh, that's right. He does.
We can finally meet the bunnies.
We can. He's got pet bunnies. Little known fact. Did you know that?
Yeah, Bergman? I did. I know. Yeah. For his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Pet bunnies.
Yeah.
See, I want to do it from home.
Me too.
Because what? Then Sophie and Fredo can make appearances.
Yeah, I'll have Daniel make an appearance.
Last time.
I know, but they're going to this.
You're going to pick them up. You're going to put them on the screen.
I'm going to pick them up and put them on the screen.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay, Momo, I'm trying to convince Steve to be here with Jorge and I in the conference room, watching it all together, eating pizza, and just enjoying the MegaCast.
I'll tell you what, Maze.
Yeah.
I'll give you $10,000 mythical dollars if you stay.
Oh!
The whole thing.
Oh, that's like blackmail right there, Jorge.
So he's betting you. He's betting you $10,000.
Well, first of all, I can't pay if I miss this.
No. Yeah, you can. Next year, you start with 90.
No.
You've been trying to get in this whole time.
Dang, said, Jorge. That's,
if I get in with 20,
that is
with so tough.
Gosh, that's cold.
$10,000 mythical dollars.
We do anything for mythical dollars.
I'm going to go home.
Are you going to kick in mythical dollars on this, Bergman?
No, I'm kicking in. No, this is a Jorge. This is a Jorge thing. No, this is a Jorge thing. You can say do it to me all you want.
It
doesn't mean it happened.
Do it.
Greg, you got to kick in.
I'll give him 1,000. How about that? You'll have 11,000
now. For real,
okay, 11,000 mythical dollars.
No, Maze, don't settle for 1,000. You got to negotiate.
There's nothing to negotiate.
You just caved so fast.
No, there's no caving. He's getting 10,000.
Mama,
what are you doing?
Like,
we're trying to get him here to stay here.
I will be here,
please,
until like 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
I know you're going to be
9 o'clock.
Your show on Friday is going to be hurting.
Why would you be here on till 9 o'clock?
Asleep by then.
Because the last 2 minutes of the game is 45 minutes long.
The game starts at 5. It'll be over by 7:30.
I guess that's right.
It's probably over 7:30.
Yeah,
I would stay, but I have a challah bake at preschool.
I don't even know what that means.
Challah
is that the
best
Jewish preschool
ever.
Thing I've ever. We're making rainbow challah. Literally, it starts at 7.
Have you ever had chocolate chip challah?
I've had every challah you
cinnamon
can
cinnamon challah?
I get challah every Friday.
It's the every
raisin
Friday?
Raisin challah, chocolate chip challah.
Okay, so the challah is like bread? What's
yeah,
it, like an
it.
Antimans?
It's a Jewish thing. It's like we make
Isn't
on Friday
like
nights.
An Antimans?
No. Kind of. It's if you make it right, it can be sweet, yeah. It's kind of like it's sort of like Jewish Hawaiian sweet bread. Is that good?
Yeah, that's the right way to put
it. You
make
it sweet, you put some honey in it, and you braid it, and we're doing like a night. It's like a fundraiser for the school.
And you do it for
Daniel's preschool, yeah. I mean, that is the most Jewish preschool thing I can. Oh, I got the challah bake.
Yeah, the challah bake.
You know what? A challah bake at your house would be very different.
Yes, Challah it back. Would. No, there's some bacon.
Yep. Yep.
But for you.
But it ain't challah.
Oh, challah bacon.
That's why you want to be at home.
Yes, it is why. I am more entertaining at home when I am...
No, you feed off of Jorge and I here, and you get $11,000 in mythical money for the last week or so.
I'm looking faded, bro.
Was that O'Shea?
Let me see. I don't think...
I'm low-key faded, bro.
That is
O'Shea.
Is that?
Where did he say that for us?
I did he say it for you, or is that in a movie?
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Is that from...
Is that from Den of Thieves? It's not from Godzilla.
No.
No, it's not from Godzilla.
It's not from Straight Outta Compton. I mean, it could be from Straight Outta Compton.
That is right? There's no question that is him.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's him for sure.
That's him for sure. Yeah, I don't know where that's from.
Shay, check in and let us know.
Yeah, Shay, where is that from? It's not from Swagger, his new show on Apple Plus.
Really good, by the way.
Really good. Have you watched
any
of Swagger?
I need to watch it. I'm looking for a new show.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. All right, coming up next for you, John, there's something, Momo, that bothers me about this Lakers team that I'm not sure.
I think that's Ezekiel Elliott.
You think it's his...
I'm low-key faded, bro.
I think it might be Ezekiel Elliott.
Why it is Ezekiel Elliott.
I just Googled it. I'm low-key faded, bro. And everything that comes up as Ezekiel Elliott. And he was on a live stream.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Okay, Zeke.
I I think it's Zeke.
I think it is Zeke.
I remember when that came out. I was I don't think it's O'Shea.
I remember pulling this sound.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, something that bothers me, not just about the Lakers, but about life in general.
Ooh, I like it when you get
this
deep.
Life, and I want to dig a little bit into this today. Momo is in for John. Bergman's here. Jorge's here. Gang's all here. It's we're getting ready for Christmas.
Mace is in a hoodie.
I'm in a hoodie
life
and a ball cap. Exactly.
The world is right again.
Yes, it is.
Our food's here.
Yeah. Mace in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Holla back. Exactly.
You've never seen that shirt where it has a picture of the holla and then it says just holla underneath it? Like holla.
Yeah. I one time got a gag gift. It was like holla at your girl.
Yeah.
With holla.
Said that. Yeah.
Now, did you practice? Hanukkah's over, right?
Yeah.
Did you have Hanukkah?
Yeah. And you know what? It's so fun with a 3-year-old because he gets very excited about singing. Like, we sing the Hanukkah song and then at the end of it, he's like, more Hanukkah.
The Adam Sandler song?
No. We do a lot of clapping.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's much more up-tempo, you know?
But then you do Christmas, too.
Yeah, we do both, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my dad has always celebrated Christmas. My mom is the Jewish one.
Yeah.
And so we just did both.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we finally put the tree up.
Yeah. It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
Did you do the lights?
Well, we have outdoor lights in our backyard all the time.
Okay.
We didn't do front of the house lights.
No.
Nah, because you know what? We're not having a Christmas party. You know, it's been 2019 was the last Christmas party.
I know. You
was the last party, period.
Party period, yep.
Yeah.
When did you do it? Around Labor Day, maybe?
Yeah, we keep
Christmas
saying that,
maybe?
But then we think, I don't know, there's something.
No, there's some new variant and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's some new thing. I don't know if parties
you know how
are
you
a
could
thing
do a party?
We're going to do anymore.
You could pay for COVID testing for everybody who shows up.
Oh, no. 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 No.
I've been to a couple of those.
No.
Westbrook did that. He had his movie premiere, and he wanted everyone to come to the movie premiere, so
right.
He paid for everyone to have a rapid PCR test before you came in. You had to like wait outside for 20 minutes or something. It's probably pretty expensive.
What was his movie?
The one on Showtime.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
right.
His documentary. He wanted everybody to come.
Yeah.
He's a hometown guy. He looked good last night.
He did look. No, look, you know, he's not been the issue. Early in the season, I was like, Westbrook this, Westbrook that. You signed up for the e-ticket.
Mm-hmm.
No, Westbrook's been really good. It really has been an issue of them not playing well together and team-wise, them not committing to defense. Those have been the two big issues, I think, for this team. Now, the one, I wrote this on the our little sheet that we use when we get ready for the show, but this just came to me today, and this isn't the first time I've ever seen this. But every win feels like a relief, and every loss feels like a disaster.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like there's not, it's you beat the Celtics, and it's like, whew.
Yeah. Whew. Well, it's because this team has been so up and down this year, and it's mostly tied to LeBron playing or not playing.
Yeah.
They've just had some stuff happen to them already.
Although, you know, reality is they're what? A couple games over 500 with LeBron and a couple games under 500 without
LeBron.
But
doesn't it feel like every other day, oh, LeBron's got this or Anthony Davis got that? Or, you know, it just feels like they just keep having, every time you think they're going to take a step forward, something happens.
What did you think of the whole conversation on, I think it was Monday at the training facility after practice when Frank Vogel was asked about, when LeBron was asked
about
Frank Vogel. And LeBron basically said, and his status, LeBron basically said, Frank is a strong-minded guy. We as a team deserve criticism. He could have gone all in and said, Frank Vogel is our coach. He's the right guy for this job.
Right.
We love Frank Vogel. What did you make of all that?
Oh, he did not help him. I mean, he basically was like, yeah, do whatever you want to him.
Right.
We like him. He's good. This comes with the territory, but, I mean,
he didn't throw in with him.
I mean, he didn't throw in with him, and also compare that to
what
he said about
Ty Lue. He didn't throw him under the bus, but he didn't throw in with him.
No, and compare that to what he said about Ty Lue the other day. Ty Lue's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a difference. I mean, like, look, when I ask you, hey, you know, how's the show the other day with Brian?
It was good.
I mean, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while, and nice to see him again. He reminds me, it reminds me of the last time he was here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a comment.
Correct.
Right? Like,
it's not a full-throated endorsement of Brian Kamenetsky.
I mean, but it you could have been nicer.
I could have definitely been nicer.
You could have been more effusive.
Correct.
And the truth is, like, there's that word again, intentional.
Yeah.
LeBron is very intentional with what he does. So he's not going to stand up there.
This is your jam right now. This
I'm kind of focused
thing.
On it. Like, yeah. I think most people try to be.
You read a book? Do you read a health
book? No, I've been focused on it for like a year and a half, literally.
Yeah. Where'd you get it? Oprah?
Yeah. No, for sure. Super Soul Conversations.
You got it from
Oprah.
You
know Oprah. I'm an Oprah girl.
Yeah, I know you are.
That's my girl.
I know you are. Yeah.
I listen to Oprah all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So funny. No, like, I feel like with LeBron, he does not stick his neck out for a lot of people.
No.
Not even like Dwayne Wade when he was on his team. I mean, like, it wasn't working out with Dwayne. He was like, yeah, you can go back to Miami.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron is about winning. And if he is 100%, if he feels really strong about something, you're going to know.
Right.
He felt really strong about Ty Lue. Did you hear what he said? Ty Lue's great. He's a great coach.
I really
admire the job.
He loves Ty Lue.
But
Frank Ty Lue's Vogel. The way I reacted, Frank. It's all right.
How's the show the other day with Ireland?
Unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Were you in studio
with
him?
I would never work with anybody but Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what LeBron didn't do with
How's
Frank
the show
Vogel.
With me?
How was the show with Brian Kamenetsky?
Yeah.
I mean,
good. It was okay.
Got what I expected. About what I expected.
Damn, you're cold.
I mean,
you could even throw in a fake compliment.
Yeah.
You know, you can be like, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's all right.
It was all good.
All right is one of those fake compliment words.
Is it time for a new co-host ranking?
Oh, there hasn't been a co-host ranking
quite some time.
I mean, you don't really have
because we haven't
options.
Had any co-hosts.
Now you got some.
Now we got some.
Yeah.
We got me.
We got you. We got Andy. We got Brian. We got Beto Duran, who's
DeMarco.
Very low. DeMarco.
Kirk
Morrison.
Yeah. Michael.
Michael Thompson. Mm-hmm.
And John, of course.
John. O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We got a lot of I should do new co-host rankings.
I know.
That's a good plan for today.
I like it.
It's a good
I
plan.
Like it.
We'll do that.
Look, LeBron is like you. He's very demanding.
Measured. And measured.
And measured.
Yeah, measured.
And intentional. There's my
intentional.
Word.
Intentional. There it is.
There's people out there who are relating to what I'm saying about intentionality.
Sure. Everybody that watches Oprah. What's that? What was that? I'm intentional.
You are intentional.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more intentional because a lot of times I just get swept up in things and then, like, I wonder why I didn't have time to finish that. I'm like, oh, it's because I spent 3 hours over here doing something I didn't mean to do.
Tell you what, coming up next, I want to ask you if you are going to change the way you speak and write in relation to the Lakers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, a substitute teacher at a school in Austin, Texas, just randomly did something. He's been fired, but he randomly did something. I want to play it for you coming up next. Momo's in for John, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Magic in that old silk cap. So it is the 710 ESPN, 12 days of Christmas. Keep listening for Santa Slee to come down your chimney. When you do, be calling number 787-710-ESPN for your chance to pick a box underneath the 710 Christmas tree. You could win tickets or suite passes to the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, Lakers Christmas Day suite passes, two-night stay at Harrah's Resort SoCal, WWE Friday Night SmackDown tickets, two nights at Fantasy Springs, all kinds of stuff. So at some point, you will hear, ho, 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 Merry Christmas from Slee.
How do you feel about Slee being the
little
Santa?
Annoyed. Little annoyed.
I know. It went straight from Key to Slee.
Key to Slee.
Is it a rhyming thing?
You know, Key to Slee.
I mean, look at this. We just got to stare at him the whole show.
You go Key to Slee to me.
Look at this. Look at this.
Key to Slee to me.
He's right there. He's right there on the tree, right here.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What would you call yourself, Mace? Santa Mace? That doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's just an alliteration.
Santa John?
Mason Claus.
Mason Claus.
Yeah, Mason Claus.
That was
Claus.
Good.
I mean, you need the Santa in there.
No,
I don't
Mason
know.
Claus
oh,
is
Mason
good.
Claus is great. Mason Claus. Kills.
Santa Slee just kind of, it just works.
Yeah. All right, so.
You don't like that. You didn't like that at all. You're
so
right
will
past that.
You, will you, Momo?
Okay.
Change the way you speak and write about the building across the street.
Haven't decided yet.
Will you, because I know, I'm sure you've written Staples Center many, many
so
times.
So many times.
Will you switch to Crypto.com Arena?
Reluctantly, I suppose I will.
Yeah, you kind of have no choice, right?
It's what it's called.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you feel about it?
It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. That
and
is
I
the
don't
big
have
problem.
An emotional connection to Staples. I mean, it's like an office supply store. But
I have an emotional connection to cryptocurrency.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has nothing to do with how I feel about crypto or any of the bank or any of that industry or anything.
Yeah.
It's just when you have an arena that has been known as one thing for a long time,
yes.
And then you switch it, it's just it takes a while for people to make that change.
Yes.
And I think you see that all over. I mean, the Giants Stadium has been called so many different things.
And
right?
It has been, yeah.
And I still think it's Candlestick Park. Like,
well, it's not even the same building anymore.
I know.
How can you call it Candlestick Park?
I know.
They've moved.
Yeah.
You can't call it Candlestick Park.
Do you know how many stadiums have not sold naming rights? Like in football, there's like three of them.
There are?
Yeah, three.
Three. Let's see. So they have to have famous names.
Right. One's really easy.
Yeah, Dallas.
No, that's AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that's AT&T.
The one that's owned by all the people.
Oh, Lambeau Field.
Yeah, that one's normal.
Yeah.
And then there's Paul Brown Stadium, I think. Or not Paul. It's the Bengals one. Doesn't have one.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember. I can't remember what the last
good
one
luck.
Is.
That's Paul Brown.
Is it Paul Brown?
Is it yeah. Paul Brown Stadium?
What's the third one? I
How
can't
Gillette?
Remember.
Is Gillette one?
No, that's
no,
a,
Gillette
that's
a is
Razor.
A sponsor. Oh, yeah, that's
a
Razor.
And I mean, we're kind of lucky in that Dodger Stadium is not Dodger Stadium presented by whatever.
Correct.
The Coliseum is just the Coliseum.
It's United Airlines Field at the Coliseum.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody's going to call it that.
No.
It's Soldier Field is the other one.
Soldier Field. That's
Soldier
it.
Field. There you
Soldier
go.
Soldier Field.
Yeah, they paid $700 million
yeah.
dollars for naming rights for 20 years. That is so much more than what Staples paid. And Staples, by the way, is Staples not now just Amazon? Don't you just
Pretty
order
much.
Your stuff from... If I need pens,
I have
go
gone into a Staples when I wanted to like buy a printer because I wanted to buy something that was
yeah
like more legit.
But they still exist.
Yeah, they exist. There's a couple.
But in 10 years, there will be no Staples
Probably
stores.
Not. Yeah,
there will be no brick and mortar Staples place yeah. to walk into.
I mean, look, you could say the same thing about any. Why do we need a Target? You just get everything on Amazon.
It's true.
Yeah.
But some people like to shop.
Yeah.
Like my mom loves to shop. She
yeah.
loves going to stores yeah. and shopping and all that
And sometimes
stuff.
You actually do want to pick stuff out. You know, you want to like pick out and, you know, I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon and then like later on I'm like, oh, that size is wrong. Like, I don't like this. And, you know, you don't even know what you're looking for. You just, whatever their suggestions are.
Right.
So, yeah, look, I guess I will reluctantly
I will not
change
walk the- into a store anymore.
I
won't go. Although I gotta say, I'll drop this on you. So, because I'm going back to work,
yeah.
I need fresh underwear. So, you can't go on Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
And buy
Why not?
You just
done
look
it multiple
for the brand
times.
That you always buy.
Yeah. Type
what
in
you, like,
boxer
try
briefs?
On your underwear in the
done.
Store? That's
no,
gross,
think,
too.
No, I'm not trying it on, but I'm planning
on
to go to Ross Dress for Less. They always have bargain deals on underwear.
Yeah, I know. You like the deal. Yeah, that's true. That's good.
Weird.
I love
Are
Ross.
You pulling it out of the
that's
bin?
That's the one store I will go to is
it.
Ross Dress for Less.
I know, because you can get like 2 dozen socks for $5.
Socks and underwear and hoodies. You can get a lot of hoodies.
I know. You're
right. Ross Dress for Less. Ross Dress for Less is one of the great undervalued.
Agreed.
I mean, it really is fun to go into Ross Dress for Less.
You're the only one that I know that calls the store by its full name.
I know, it's just Ross, Mace.
It's just Ross, Mace.
You don't need to say Dress for Less.
Everyone knows what you're talking about. You don't have to say Ross Dress for Less.
No, I say Ross Dress for Less.
Clearly.
Do you put the number 4 in there, too?
Yeah. Ross Dress for Less. It's incorporated. So, let me hit the Seinfeld.
Are you going to call it the Crypt?
Yeah. I am going to go with Crypto.com Arena.
I'm not going to do the whole name. I'm just going to, well, when I write it, I guess I have to.
You do.
You have to. It's the name of the stadium.
Yeah. So there is a teacher. Go ahead and play Seinfeld again. I can't find
it. It's okay.
We got it.
You'll get the hang of it.
You don't
got to
worry about the jobs.
I learned how to talk to you on Comrex, pushing all these crazy buttons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's really, I don't know how to do it. Every time I'm like, am I on there? I don't know. Is the commercial my mother?
No, worry to do it right.
No, not really. There is a Texas substitute teacher who randomly brought a karaoke machine to class with no announcement, with no, just like, I'm Mr. Johnson, I'm Mr. Mashonsky. I will be your substitute teacher today. And you know how they used to write it on the board?
Oh, yeah.
So this particular guy at Bowie High School.
Okay.
At the Austin Independent School District, showed up at work, and he brought a karaoke machine, just randomly. And this is what happened next.
Oh, my God.
He brought a light show.
Oh, wow. He really did it.
Okay, now wait. He's all in on this.
Take a sub, your lips, I'm on a ride. Your toxic ass have been under. We can take some poison in paradise.
Wow.
I'm addicted
now, this
to
was
you.
With
you know
no explanation
toxic.
Whatsoever.
Do they know this guy?
They still don't know why this guy did this.
Did he say, like, did he introduce himself
no,
first?
No, he didn't
or just,
introduce himself.
This is like 8 a.m., class starts,
class
and let's go.
I'm Mr. Mashonsky. I writes it on the board. Then he sets up the karaoke machine, and he does
Britney
Spears Toxic. Now, I don't know if it's some sort of Britney is Free kind of tribute.
That was a hell of a rendition,
but
too.
What is your...
That's amazing.
Okay.
That's my karaoke song?
Yeah. Let's do that coming up next. What is your karaoke
Everybody's
song?
Everybody's got at least two.
Everybody's got a good karaoke song.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up next for you. By the way, anytime you want to jump in, the lines are always 877-710-ESPN. Anything we happen to be talking about, at Venice Mace, at Ramona Shelburne, at Jabcam Guy.
Sure. Yeah.
Is it at Jabcam Guy?
Jabcam LA.
Jabcam LA is Jorge.
We got to change that. Let's just call it at Vote for Jorge.
It's okay.
Vote for Jorge.
I like that.
Yeah,
that should definitely
good.
Be your handle.
We'll hey guys, Vote for Jorge.
That's right.
I heard about the little scandal with you.
Did you hear?
Laura,
did you
heard
hear
it.
The Maite went negative.
Laura edited Maite.
Yeah.
Just cut your kid off.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know how Maite responded, right?
I heard.
We'll play it next.
Okay, we'll play that coming up next for you too. Mason in Ireland. Big Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for thanks. And don't forget, tomorrow night's the MegaCast. We'll tell you about that coming up, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Take a sub, your lips, I'm on a ride. Your toxic ass have been
there it is. That's an Austin substitute school teacher who just walked into class, set up a karaoke
machine.
And blasted out some Britney Spears Toxic.
The best part of this is that I thought when you were telling me the story initially, it was going to be like, oh, he gave the kids a chance to sing. This was like better than watching a movie. This is like kind of a fun off day because your teacher's not here.
Yeah, right.
No, he just walked into class
just
like that.
Just walked in and did that. Walked in and did that. So,
that is the most random thing I can. I can't even think of anything more random to do.
Oh, and by the way, I think it's a pretty good version.
It's okay.
That's a tough song to sing.
It is, but he's a little like goth, you know?
He is a little goth.
It's the effect on the mic, too, right?
Huh?
There's got to be that effect on the mic.
That echoey on the mic, yeah. I thought it was actually reasonably good.
Yeah, it was okay. But I mean, can you imagine being in class and the first thing your teacher does is put on a light show and sing Toxic?
Yeah.
That is memorable.
Did you see the statement that the school released?
What they say?
The statement that the school released is that we've heard worse Britney Spears covers, but the lights are a bit much.
That's really the statement?
Yeah, that was the statement.
That's
from
not
the
true.
School.
No, there's no way that's the statement.
Swear to God, that's the statement from the school.
Is it your lie of the day?
No.
Whose lie of the day is it, by the way?
No, we're not doing a lie today. That is the
official
statement.
No, we're not doing a lie?
We've heard worse Britney Spears covers, but the lights are a bit much.
That is amazing.
Said an AISD, Austin Independent School District spokesperson.
I want to go to school there. That's awesome that that's their statement.
No, the guy's not coming back.
Yeah, I would.
Guy won't.
I mean, that's actually not a cancelable thing. That's just sort of questioning your judgment.
That's just weird.
That's just weird.
It's just weird.
People are weird right now, though. People are just busting out of quarantine like, I don't know how to behave.
You think that's what it is?
Need some attention. He's probably been teaching online Zoom classes for a year and a half.
So
like,
I think
I'm
it's
in the
like,
classroom. Woo! True. Let's go.
I think he's trying to say something about the song, like the school is toxic or the kids are toxic.
That's just his karaoke.
Or there's
that's just his karaoke song.
The environment.
You think so?
The country is toxic.
Right.
I don't think so. I think he's just like, let's. I'm in the classroom. This is my time to shine. Let's go.
He's calling all the kids toxic. You're toxic.
But I'm addicted to
you. I'm slipping under.
You're thinking too much. You're thinking too much over there.
Maybe.
Here's the.
It's possible.
Have you ever seen Britney Spears in concert?
No, but she's probably good.
Okay. So
highly choreographed, right?
One night I'm walking out of here, and you know who Michael Roth is. He's like the mayor of
the
LA.
The guy.
So Michael Roth says, hey, I got a pair of tickets for Britney Spears. Are you interested? And I'm like, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested. I'm curious.
Yeah.
So I called Juan. He raced downtown. We go to the Britney Spears concert.
Raced down.
And she doesn't, I don't even know if she's singing. It's like she's standing there.
Yeah.
And then there's like a whole Cirque du Soleil thing happening all around her. And I have no idea if she's actually singing.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. Waste of a concert.
Really? She's just like singing and going and performing, dancing.
I think she's singing, and she's kind of dancing.
Yeah.
I
all style and no substance. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, 100%.
A lot of lights, a lot of show.
A lot of lights, a lot
of singing.
Yeah. One of my family members in Mexico City.
Yep.
Went to go see her.
Yep.
And she was lip syncing.
Yeah.
And then
when
the record skipped, she flipped everybody the bird.
What?
Really?
Yeah. So that became the Britney signal in Mexico. That they call it la Britney señal.
What?
Look it up. Look it up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So she flipped everybody off when the record skipped.
But is this before or after the custodianship?
No.
Conservatorship.
This is way back.
Okay.
Way before.
Because the thing is, I feel like she was so commodified and so objectified by like so many different people in her family and all that. They're like, on the one hand, I get offended when people lip sync at a concert. Like, I spent all this money to come here.
Yeah, I agree. I'm offended.
I want a show.
I want somebody actually singing.
Yeah, I want you to sing. You owe it to your fans who showed up to listen to you.
Yeah.
To actually sing. I can understand at the Super Bowl halftime show if
and
you can't
can
actually
sing.
And I
understand, by
fine.
The way, if you're dancing
yeah.
a lot and you've got backing, but I
yeah.
totally get that too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't sing every single line because
you're
doing dance breaks and all that stuff. But yeah, I expect somebody to sing. So we were talking about, okay, so he brings a karaoke.
All right.
What is your karaoke song?
Okay. I got two.
Okay.
I always, always though, will go Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
Really?
Yep, I like that one.
That's old school. You know what? That's smart because it's an
don't have to be a good
song
singer.
And it's a short song.
Yes. You just get right through it and you can really sell it. And it's not really, I mean, Joan Jett's a great singer, okay? I don't have to be a great singer, though, to pull that one off,
no.
Right. And then sometimes I will do Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, you can't do Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
But everybody will sing with you.
That was mine. I'm with you, Momo.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
one.
Great.
You can't do Queen.
Why?
It's me luck. No, we will not let you go. Let me go.
And then that part, you go, you hand the mic off to someone else, and you get everybody else involved. Yeah, it's a great all-together song.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Can you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning.
Very, very frightening. Hey, Galileo.
Galileo. Galileo.
It's a good karaoke song.
Actually, you know what? I think we demonstrated
this. Zach just came in here and did the whole thing on the window.
Song. It's not bad, right?
It is good. It's good.
It's more like audience participation because, like, there's people who get up there. I mean, I think a lot
of people who do slow songs are downers.
Yeah.
You do not want a slow song, a ballad.
What's yours?
Mine is, I actually like doing a Christmas song. Like at this time of year, I love doing a Christmas song.
That's good.
And I like doing the Christmas song.
What's the Christmas song?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the spirit bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Wow.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Oh, I thought you were gonna hit
and
it.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Looks he was giving us.
I was really, really selling that. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. Now that's Nat King Cole.
This is better.
It is. It's a step up. Definitely a step up.
But you committed, and I thought you did a good job with
it. Yeah, I was all in on that. I was all in on that.
Sometimes those notes, I was like, is he going to get there? Is he going to get it?
But you know, you can kind of talk sing it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You can talk sing.
That's why I like Bohemian Rhapsody. You don't have to sing it.
Yeah, no, it's a really good choice. It's a really good choice.
What about you, Jorge? There it is.
Is this just fantasy? Landslide. It's really a sad song. I don't know what the song
I have no idea
means.
What it's about.
What does it even mean?
I mean, I watched the whole movie and I still don't know what it's about.
Has there ever been an explanation of what the song means?
You watched the movie?
I saw the movie.
They were in a barn and they were, you know, whatever they were writing about.
It was just gibberish, right?
Yeah, it's gibberish.
He's just a poor boy. Needs no sympathy.
From a poor family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy come, easy go.
I think another good karaoke song is, I think karaoke songs are good when you get everybody else singing with you.
Right.
So Don't Stop Believing is a good one.
Oh, Don't Stop Believing is great.
That's a good karaoke song.
Yeah.
Because everybody will sing along with you.
Yeah. Bon Jovi one. Which one am I thinking of? Bon Jovi.
Dead or Alive.
No.
Wanted.
The Halfway There one.
Oh,
we're halfway there.
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Living on a Prayer is a good one.
Yeah.
We're halfway there. Living on.
You know another group, another good group one? We Built This City.
Oh, yeah. We Built This City.
With this city on rock and roll.
This city,
I also, if we ever do another holiday party.
Yes.
Nevin and I
do
a duet.
Okay.
The Glee version of Alone.
What does that even mean?
How do I get you alone? That one.
Ooh, that was good, Momo.
I know. It's the only part I can do.
Yeah. And you
would
really
never
do this as
a
duet?
Yeah, there's a guy part and a girl part because it was on Glee.
Yeah.
I'll play it for you.
Okay.
All right, you can find it. Just Glee Alone.
Glee Alone.
And he's actually really good. Like one day, maybe one day on the Megacast, I'll get him. Actually, on the Megacast, let me see if we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll play. We'll do our duet. We can bring the house down on that one.
I'm sure you will bring the house down.
He's much better than me.
No
question about it. He has a really good voice.
No question about it. All right, coming up next, I want to throw something completely different at you.
Ooh.
So I was at SoFi Stadium on Sunday.
Yep.
And
As always, I saw
the Rams blow the doors off Jacksonville, and I'm curious: are the Rams back? Are they back, or is Jacksonville just a not a good way to measure yourself?
Yeah, it's a get well game.
Anything you want to jump in on, 877-710-ESPN, if you've got a karaoke song that is right for you.
We can take calls on that.
Yeah, we can take calls on that, absolutely. And I do want to get into, are the Rams back?
Yeah.
Are they back? Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710-ESPN.